This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank. Here is the elitist news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting News, RIM. I'm Dina Bruderick. And here on County's 52nd Circuit Court, Ryan John Allen Whiskey, 38-year-old, pleaded guilty to charges arising from a February 28th incident in Oliver Township. Here on County Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Tulaski pursued Whiskey, who was wanted on two probation warrants, leading to a 15-mile chase across the county. Despite efforts to stop him, Whiskey evaded capture until deputies arrested him without incident in Bad Axe. Assisted by the Elkton and Bad Axe Police Departments, deputies secured Whiskey's vehicle where they found drug paraphernalia. Subsequent searches by the DTF revealed cocaine and other illicit items. The Huron County Prosecutor's Office charged Whiskey with felony fleeing and eluding, felony cocaine possession, and misdemeanor drug-impaired driving. During Monday's court hearing, Whiskey admitted to failing to stop for Deputy Tulaski and to using cocaine. Sentencing is set for June 10th, with Whiskey remaining in custody. Third-degree felony fleeing and eluding a police officer is punishable by up to 10 years in prison, while drug-impaired driving is a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 93 days in jail and community service. And in a letter circulated on Friday morning, Dr. William Marone, a chief medical examiner for five counties, including Tuscola, issued an urgent bulletin to raise awareness following a concerning surge in suspected drug overdoses. The recent increase in overdoses, totaling six cases over the past 11 days, with two occurring in Tuscola County within the last 24 hours alone, is alarming. This trend, potentially linked to a dangerous batch of fentanyl, underscores the urgent need for proactive measures within our communities. It is imperative to prioritize safety measures, including avoiding drug use and isolation and utilizing test strips to assess substance potency. The doctor emphasizes the critical importance of seeking immediate treatment for substance abuse and obtaining Narcan, a vital tool in combating opioid overdoses. The letter concludes with a strong call to action, saying, quote, "Let us unite to combat this crisis and safeguard the well-being of our residents." And the St. Clair County's Drug Task Force had a busy week executing multiple search warrants. The warrants resulted in one arrest and four felony drug charges. The task force seized over 15 grams of methamphetamine, 2 grams of fentanyl and crack cocaine, 13 firearms, drug paraphernalia, scales, and packaging material. The task force was assisted by St. Clair County Special Response Team and the United States Border Patrol K-9 in their efforts this week. As a result of those efforts, 25-year-old Connor Poirier of Port Huron was arrested April 17th after the execution of a search warrant on 22nd Street. At the arraignment, Poirier was charged with possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of cocaine, possession of analogs, and maintaining a drug house. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news.
Save time and money with North Star Bank's construction financing. They simplify your construction loan with a one-time closing during the construction to permanent loan process.
Right now, North Star Bank is offering a construction loan special. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. You're sure to enjoy a 0.25% rate reduction, and we're waiving the $395 processing fee.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. When you're ready to apply for a home construction loan, give us a call as we also offer a free pre-qualification to simplify the home mortgage process. We'll walk you through it and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. If you're looking to build your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their construction loan special. Contact the lender for cost estimate. One discount is permitted per loan. Offer is valid for a limited time only. It can be canceled at any time. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
We're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. And authorities are seeking public assistance identifying a suspect involved in a bank robbery at the Sunrise Family Credit Union in Essexville. The FBI, in collaboration with the Hampton Township Public Safety Department, has released new photos of the alleged perpetrator and is urging anyone with information to come forward. The incident occurred on Tuesday, April 9th at approximately 10:30 a.m. The unidentified individual, described as a slim-built man standing between 5'10" to 6 feet tall, entered the credit union in Essexville. He was clad in a black hat featuring a white American flag logo, a black hoodie, black jeans, tennis shoes, and a white face mask. According to reports, the suspect brandished a semi-automatic pistol and threatened a bank teller to hand over money. The FBI Detroit field office, in conjunction with local law enforcement, is actively pursuing leads in this ongoing investigation. And Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial shifts to opening statements Monday, followed by the start of witness testimony. A jury of 7 men and 5 women plus 6 alternatives was picked last week. The witnesses include a porn actress, a former tabloid publisher, and Trump's former fixer and lawyer, Michael Cohen, who went to federal prison for his role in the hush money matter and 4 other crimes, including lying to Congress. Prosecutor Joshka Steinglass forewarned prospective jurors they have what you might consider to be some baggage. And Palestinian health officials say Israeli strikes on the southern Gaza city of Rafah overnight killed 18 people, including 14 children. The latest strikes come as the United States was on track to approve those billions of dollars of additional military aid to its close ally. More than half of Gaza's population of 2.3 million has sought refuge in Rafah from fighting elsewhere. Israel has vowed to expand its ground offensive there, despite international calls for restraint, including from the U.S. The first strike killed a man, his wife, and their 3-year-old child. The woman was pregnant, and the doctors managed to save the baby. The second strike killed 8 children and 2 women, all from the same family. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank.